Good Thursday morning. Happy first day of June. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by Morgan Stanley. Today at 3 p.m., Donald Trump will announce whether the United States becomes the third nation on the planet to ditch the Paris Climate Agreement. The other two are Syria, which is in the throes of a civil war, and Nicaragua, which thinks the agreement does not go far enough. The battle lines have long been drawn, and Andrew Rastucci and Josh Dossi lay them out. EPA Director Scott Pruitt and Steve Bannon want Trump to pull out. Ivanka Trump, Rex Tillerson, and Gary Cohn think he should stay in the accord to some degree. All the reporting so far seems to indicate he'll drop out of the deal. But sources tell us there still could be a moment where Trump could try to seek a, quote, better deal. From the Boston Globe, the city of Boston has scrapped a summit with China on climate. Read Playbook today for a new feature, the Dossi Download, where our own Josh Dossi explained what's going on in the White House. From the New York Times, Jim Comey is expected to testify next week in front of the Senate, unless Donald Trump invokes executive privilege and blocks him. Austin Wright reports that the House Russia investigation has issued a subpoena for Michael Flynn and longtime Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. The Trump administration, according to the Washington Post, is in the process of handing back vacation compounds on the eastern shore of Maryland and in New York to Russia. CBS is in search for somebody to replace Scott Pelley, and names include Nora O'Donnell, Willie Geist, and Jake Tapper. We hear that they want a woman in the mix. Barack Obama has bought Joe Lockhart's house. Obama was previously renting the mansion, but has bought it for $8.1 million. Joe Biden has started a political action committee, raising questions about 2020. Come on, Joe, are you going to do it? Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.